Hey, you are listening to The Workplace Leader. This is the podcast where we go behind the scenes of corporate real estate, talking to industry experts about how they shape the next generation workplace.
Hi, everyone. It's me on my own again, taking the time to digest a bit from the last three episodes and something that we touched upon in the conversations with Carly, Omar, and Raymond, and something that's been very, very topical. I hesitated a little addressing it because I could easily go on a rant, but I decided I would not ignore it. So the question on my mind was, or is, why is President Biden addressing return to office and asking everybody to go back to the office? And that ties back to the corporate real estate ripple effects that we had a look at before, how corporations making a decision about how they want to work going forward has implications for the real estate industry at large, but not only the real estate industry, but ancillary businesses and businesses supporting corporations or basically office population in neighborhoods. We've mentioned before as well how, for example, creating a campus, a self-service campus that has everything, makes local businesses suffer. What President Biden mentioned in his speech was that American citizens need to revive downtown. And that is a structural problem or a topic of city planning in the US with a very clear or strict separation of functions in a city between residential and work and leisure activities and maybe industrial areas as well. And offices tend to be downtown. Consequently, other businesses that are catering to office staff are currently not making revenues and don't get footfall traffic because there is less population generally, less commuters in downtown. So it tends to feel like ghost town, like it would normally look like on a weekend. And that's why many, many of these businesses oftentimes were closed on weekends because there was no one around. And you find that in European cities as well. Looking at London, for example, with the example of Canary Wharf or Paris and La Défense. And they've all started to think about that in urban planning, how they could diversify their offering, how they could bring residential and more exciting after-work options there so that it wouldn't be deserted after core business hours. Now, the problem of those businesses not having revenues might actually lead to them having to close down. And that would have further effects on the devaluation of real estate, as if there is no revenue and no business to occupy a building, there are consequently no rents to gather, which means the earning value for the building drops, which then means there's less marketability. And that also means less investment in real estate. And that's something you could observe as well in the last year already, because investors were starting to change their strategies. So office buildings have not been the focus investment group last year, but they were actually turning towards residential, sensing that office is not, or let's not say it's not sustainable, but it's in question for businesses, especially looking at location and quality of buildings. So to invest in a building that is less of an A-plus building and less of a prime location would present a higher risk at this point in time. Well, coming back to prime location, not even prime location. If you look at downtown, which is generally viewed as a prime location, would it cover you in that regard? If we look at what's happening right now, I think as well in the media last week, very big, Goldman Sachs CEO telling 10,000 employees, you need to be back in the office, and barely half of them showed up. Anyways, coming back to the ripple effect. So we're having less investment in office real estate, which leads to less transfer and property taxes, right? And also, because of the small businesses not existing anymore, less corporate tax. And also, if the offices were closed down, again, less corporate tax, or corporate tax at other locations, maybe more tax-friendly locations. So you see easily with businesses deciding to close offices, there are large effects on the market, on the state, on investment. And now you probably know me from past episodes, and I'm the last person to tell everybody we need to go back to the office to save the economy. Because what is on the flip side? Because before, the local community shops were the ones suffering as they couldn't generate traffic. So shouldn't we look into a more balanced model for community and society where we also shop more locally and create our connections more locally? Couldn't that also create that sense of belonging that we're looking after so direly? And isn't that exactly what we realize right now can be the glue that holds us together, standing side by side, having those meaningful social connections that we're craving? And isn't that what we preach in employee experience all the time, that we need personalization? And what's more personal than shopping around your corner, getting to know the shop owner and them knowing after a while how you like your coffee, what kind of bread you eat or whatever, and having a little chat with them while you are there? Because I don't think that happens. I mean, generalization. I don't think it happens a lot if you're in busy downtown running around and grabbing a sandwich and a coffee in your 30-minute lunch break. And again, I'm just making this overly dramatical. It probably still happens depending on what your character is, right? Now, I do think that strengthening those local communities would also be better for environment, because we only traveled shorter distances. And yes, less commute also creates less revenue for public transport. And that's been flagged by a couple of cities as well, that they were facing a downfall in their profits or even losses because they had less passengers, less tickets sold, and I guess also less kind of long time passes sold. For me, the big question is, how can we solve that problem and not force people into the office? How can we diversify downtown to make it more vibrant again? And Omar mentioned, for example, reusing these spaces for residential purposes. And how can politics pave the way for solving those problems? For example, making it easier to reuse spaces, changing the regulations around it. Of course, they need to be reasonable and make sure everybody's safe, but it could be less tedious to come to that, because that's a problem that actually exists, that we do have too little residential spaces and even more affordable residential space. And I would like to think that this solution would be beneficial to individuals as well as the society and our planet. Because when we talk about return to office, let me tell you, and that is a little bit of a cynical note maybe, so you'll have to excuse that for today. As soon as coming to the office will not be possible for whatever external circumstances, corporations and politics will be more than happy to have us work remote again for business continuity. I'll stop it here. Next week, we'll go more into the topic of human experience with an expert from the HR community. Stay tuned for that. And take care. Thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of The Workplace Leader, there's more. Go visit our blog and have a look at some of the other topics we have covered.
We've just released the Definitive Guide to Workplace Analytics, for instance. Or tune into our next episode of The Workplace Leader.